So this passage was laid on my heart 3 weeks ago. And so I put it up on the website, and it's been up there ever since because it's just continuing. This word, even as you see it under, with the red background, what does that instill in you?
Anxiety.
Anxiety is a perfect word for it. Fear. I mean, the word itself, and you know, if I had a better font, I could make it all jaggedy looking, you know. Fear. Fear seems to override us, doesn't it? And it's like you can be kind of going along, everything's good, and all of a sudden something happens, and boom! You hit this valley of fear. Why? What in the world do we have to fear? We have God. We have Jesus, the Holy Spirit. There is nothing that can come against us unless we let it. We have that power. This is one of those passages, this perfect love drives out fear. And I've seen it, you know, over decades. But this time it's really hitting me. And what's really hitting me is how much I've allowed fear to take over in my life. And like I said, it might be I'm coming, going along, and then all of a sudden something happens. Or mostly, to tell you the truth of the matter, it's the theater of the mind. It's my imagination. And I can imagine some really bad scenarios. Over the last several years of this church, I can imagine some really bad things happening. None of them ever happened. I think it was Mark Twain that said, you know, 100 different things that I've had anxiety and fear about, and actually one or two actually happened. He actually had a better way of putting it, but his whole idea here is that we fear so many things. And I said it before, we are to fear only one thing. What is that?
Separation from God.
We are actually to fear God. It says that the beginning of wisdom, beginning of knowledge is the fear of God.
That's my fear.
And that does mean a reverence, but it also means a holy fear of that God is in control, and we want to follow his commands. We want to do what he asks us to do. We love our Father, and our Father loves us. He won't let a hair on our head be harmed. We have this much power in our Father. But he is also to be revered. And he's also to be feared. It says, perfect love drives out fear. And we already been talking about it. We've been talking about it quite a bit, that love is God and God is love. God is love. He doesn't just display it. He is it. So when I say perfect love drives out fear, I could just say God drives out fear. And when I put it in that way, God drives out fear. Now, if I use that as a prescription, whenever I have fear, all I got to do is do what? Say, God, hey, drive it out. Drive it out. Drive it out. So, John's another one. He's like when we were in Hebrews, man, he's so deep. You got to really read this stuff and really look at it. And I've been looking at this passage all week long. And I've looked at the commentaries and what people say about it. But I'm just going to let you judge for yourself a little bit first. And then we'll get into it a little bit. So I'm going to read the passage. 1 John chapter 4, 11 through, nope, I take that back, 13 through 18. Okay. This is how we know that we live in him, and he in us. He has given of his Spirit, and we have seen and testified, that's what was going on last night, that the Father has his son to be the savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, end of story, and they in God. And so we know and rely, underline rely, circle rely, on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. That one bears repeating. In this world, we are like Jesus. Hallelujah! We are like Jesus. You know, our ultimate goal is to become like Jesus. We already are. We're like Jesus according to the scripture. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears, the one who fears is not made perfect in love. So where do we go with this? What is he trying to tell us? Actually, quite a bit. Let's break it down a little. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. And we all know that, right? We know that the Holy Spirit of God resides in us. And I said this before to you guys, but it's worth repeating as well. Like the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit of the Holy Spirit. And the answer being, yes, all the above. The Holy Spirit of God is in me. The Holy Spirit of Jesus is in you. The Holy Spirit, who is the Holy Spirit that guided Jesus, is in us. That is power. The power of the creation of the universe is in us. But let's continue, because John continues with this. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be Savior of the world. I think of Marianne's request and prayer that all of our families will know the Lord. All of our families. And what do they need to know? Jesus. It's always that one simple answer. What they need to know is Jesus. And once they know, get introduced to Jesus, they and Jesus will figure out the rest. You know, we can help them here and there with helping them understand some passages or some scripture, or we can pray with them. And you know, God uses all these situations, all these things that cause fear. Do you know why we have them? To draw us closer. Every time. It works every time, doesn't it? When you got something going on. And my prayer has always been for that person over on that golf course. He's got that $500,000 house. He's got the 3 cars. He's got the wife. He's got the kids. He's got the job. He's got everything. He doesn't need anything. Or so he thinks. Or so she thinks, and it's not true at all. Because we all know that, you know, tomorrow, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow, right? And then there's always the ultimate tomorrow, where this passage is also leading us to, is at the end of time itself, when we stand before God. I told you, we have to fear God. That's a moment to fear God. But if we have Jesus, there is no fear. Perfect love drives out fear, including at the end of time. Continuing. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. Now, why do we keep coming back to this? You know, John just keeps coming back to this thing about Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God's Son. Jesus is God. Why is it so? Remember what's going on with John here. He's got these Gnostics coming in, and he's got these people giving really bad theology, which isn't even theology, it's just plain lies and deception. And they're saying anything that is physical is evil. The chair's evil, and the carpet's evil, and the fan over there is everything. Anything physical is evil. And so the idea that Jesus can become a human being, because every human being is physical, and therefore they're all evil. These are the Gnostics. They have a really messed up philosophy. But they really are trying to dissuade people in the church that Jesus is not the Son of God. It's like the Quran says that Jesus is not. I'm always amazed at that, that they use their sacred text to talk about how Jesus is not the Son of God. Shakespeare says, thou protestest too much. I mean, because Jesus, as you said, is so powerful. Wanda.
There's so many people that say God, Jesus is the Son of God. They believe it up here, but they don't believe it here.
Then not only do they not believe it here, they don't even know what it means. You know, with even Christians struggle with this. I mean, it's pretty deep that, you know, God created everything through Jesus. That's what it says in the Word. Everything finds its purpose in Jesus. That's pretty crazy. That means, again, every bird, every tree, every cloud, every person, everything finds its reason for existence in Jesus. He is the center of everything. He is the answer to everything. And he lives in us. That's power. And with that kind of power, you don't really need any fear. And we know and rely, underline rely, on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. We rely on this. We trust this. You know what the antithesis of fear is? Trust. If we trust God, we don't have to have any fear. Why? Because God drives out fear. Fear is not of God. Fear is of the enemy. And he plays inside your head. It's a theater of the mind is what I call it. It's like this movie that is being played. We can come up with a great movie in our imagination, can't we? We can have plot lines and characters and settings. And we can have a horror story. I mean, we can have things cascade out of control. And am I the only one that can build it in my head, cascading out of control, like really quickly?
Yep.
And if we don't get a handle on that quickly, it just keeps moving forward and just spiraling downward like a whirlpool or like quicksand, and you're stuck in it. And the more you struggle with it, you know, the deeper and faster you go down. Or like a black hole falling into a black hole. So instead, what we need is, if you're in quicksand, you need somebody to throw you a rope. Don't have somebody come get you, because they're going down with you. They need to throw you a rope. That rope is Jesus. This is how love is made complete. Now that's puzzling in itself, because God's already complete, right? God is God. God is whole. God is perfect. God is holy. And he makes us holy. We've been talking about that quite a bit as well. I was talking about that last night, that this revelation about that we are made holy. So what's he talking about here? That love is made complete. Love's complete. God's complete. Without love, without anything else, he is love. So how do we add to that equation? How do we make it complete? Because God is in us, Jesus is in us, the Holy Spirit is in us. And when we convey that to someone else, just like we were talking about in prayer, we show the love of God, and if we show the love of God, it materializes. It's already there, but now people get to see it. They see it in us. It is complete. The circle, as we talked about the other week, is complete. And finally, it's all leading up to this. There is no fear in love. Say that with me. There is no fear in love. There is no fear in love. Now, we can take that to the bank. We can store that in our back pocket. We can know, we can trust that. We can rely on that as the truth. There is no fear in love. And because God is love, we just said that, right? There's no fear in God. Next time you fear anything, you just sit there and say, God, drive it out. Drive it out. Get rid of it. Like that cancer. Eradicate it. Not in your vocabulary. Fear is not in his vocabulary. That fear, in our definition, fear of him is definitely in his vocabulary. But, you know, the funny thing is I could roll out a scroll all the way here to the back of that parking lot, and I could write down all the things I fear. But it really should have one big word all the way up here, and it should just be G-O-D. I can replace that whole list with one word. And mind you, again, God will not let one hair on my head be harmed. So I can fear him and not have to fear him.
Not just so. Everybody loses 100 hairs a day, it's all replaced.
And God's replacing them every day. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears, now this is where it gets hard, the one who fears is not made perfect in love. What does that mean? The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We are perfect in the Lord, right? We are perfect in Jesus. We are perfect in the Holy Spirit. We are perfect. We are made holy. But if we inject fear into the equation, which the enemy would love to do, which our theater of the mind will just play off of, we start pulling back. It's not that you're not complete because love's been made complete in you. It's not that you're not perfect because God made you perfect. It's because your mind is now starting to doubt and think about, well, you know, what about this time? Ever been there? Like, yeah, he's come through, but not this time, though. This time it's bad. I've talked to so many people over so many years of so many situations that were really, really bad. And I mean, it looks like this time, yeah, the curtain's coming down on this one. Like, there is no hope with this one. These people really messed up this time. They got the law involved. They got all kinds of people involved. They got all kinds of things. This whole situation is cascading out of control. And then God comes in and boom! In one fell swoop. Corrected. And all you got to do is look at your past history and think about it. How many times has he come through? Every time. With that knowledge, we can rely on him. Perfect love, God, drives out fear. We don't need to fear anything. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying, you know, even if you have a really bad illness, even if you get sick, even if you're dealing with some serious issue, at the end of time, you're going to be with the Lord forever. This is an inkling of time that we are in. What really matters is what Marianne talked about in our prayer. It's people who are on the fence, and that time's going to come. Either Jesus is going to show up tomorrow, or else we're going to pass. And we all pass. We rely on that one. And so before we pass, before our relatives pass, they need to know Jesus. Not just for the future, not just for that time, but for now, for when they have to make ends meet or when they have a health issue. Because what do we say? Jesus drives out fear. Can you imagine living your life without fear? Could you imagine living up until this point in your life without fear? Now, mind you, I'm not saying don't have concern. Fear is like worry, okay? Worry is useless. Worry is this cycle that keeps going around and around and around, and you're not doing anything, you're just thinking about it and just going around and around. You should have concern, but not worry.
Concern, you have a plan.
And you have a plan. You should have concern, but not fear. So fear and worry can go in the same bucket. And then we ought to just toss that bucket out because it's just useless. God drives out fear. We can bank on that. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we thank you. We thank you that nothing can come against us. Lord, even when our own theater of the mind takes off and we worry and we have fear, we know that all we have to do is trust you, rely on you, and you will drive that out. Because that is not of you. That is not of you. That is of the enemy. That is of our own insecurity, our own anxiety. But Lord, it is not of you. And you want that gone. We rely on you for that. We trust you for that. So Lord, as we go forward, may we just simply replace fear with trust. We trust you. And we love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. And we thank you for your Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Unconditionally. You're so good you gave me your Son, our Lord Jesus, who takes care of me. You're so good you gave me the Holy Spirit to live in me. God, you are so good to me. It's personal. It's a relationship. We thank you, dear Father God, that you are so good to me. That you care about every hair on our heads. That you care about everything we do. You care about all the people around us. You love because you are love. And we are complete in your love. And with that love, we have no need for fear or worry. We just love. We are dismissed to love and serve our Lord Jesus. Have an amazing week.